The growing challenge of fixing Alaska's roads. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis. State Transportation Department spokeswoman Meadow Bailey says work began early this year on protecting the highway that serves Alaska's North Slope oil fields from a repeat of last year's flooding.
In December, we started to see overflow on the Dalton Highway near the same area where we had the off-ice and overflow and flooding last year.
Bailey says crews picked up where they left off last fall on projects to prevent floodwaters from the Sagavanirktok River from washing out the northernmost stretch of the Dalton. Sag River flooding closed the highway several times last year, severing the main supply line to the giant Prudhoe Bay complex. Bailey says workers built the roadbed up to about 10 feet above the surrounding tundra and dug deep trenches in ice near the highway to divert floodwaters back into the riverbed.
What we're trying to do is build an infrastructure that will withstand whatever conditions are present.
Observers say they've never seen the Sag River flood like that. Bailey says there's only about 50 years of historical climatological data for the area, so it's hard to determine whether the flooding's unusual and whether it'll occur again, perhaps like last year during spring breakup.
What we don't know is what breakup will look like. Based on last year, you know, it was really the most extreme situation that we could have imagined.
Experts suspect unusually warm winter weather contributed to the flooding. Warmer weather in recent years has presented many challenges to transportation in the far north, says Billy Connor, who directs the Alaska University Transportation Center at UAF's Institute of Northern Engineering.
We're seeing possibly rainstorms in the middle of January. That throws us in the transportation world into a real tizzy because we were not used to dealing with that.
Connor says climate change probably accounts for some unusual weather and probably indirectly contributes to roadway damage, for example, by creating conditions that increase wildfires, which accelerate permafrost thawing and cause the subgrade of nearby roadways to settle and buckle. But he says oftentimes simply building a roadway creates conditions that cause problems, for example, by clearing vegetation or altering drainage by building up a roadbed. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.